Okay, Hoshea Perek Yudgimel,
like,
let's get this down. Kidvar
like
Ephraim, Kidaber Ephraim Retet Nasahu B'Yisrael V'yesham Babal V'yamot. When Ephraim spoke, so either piously or he was scared, as everyone was afraid, he was exalted in Israel. Right, so now we're talking about the chet, not of Yehuda, but of Ephraim, of Yisrael. And he incurred guilt through Baal. Okay, right? This is not surprising. We criticize Avodah Zarah, right? And we know that in Yisrael, there was a lot of Baal worship, most famously under what king?
Sorry?
Most famously under what king in Yisrael?
I mean, it was Achab.
Achab, thank you. V'ata yosifu lachato ve'azla masecha mikasbechem kitvunatam atzavim masecha hashem kulo. Kulo lahem aim omrim zovchei adam agalim yishakun. And they go on sinning more and more and more. And they've made masechot, where they made images from their silver. What? Images.
Masks.
It's an image. Why do you think it's a masecha? Because it's an image.
Oh, because it's...
You put an image of some other face. That's what it is.
That's very cool.
That's what it is. Yeah. Made by their craftsmen. And then they tell people to sacrifice. Right? Meaning... right? Meaning they make fun of them. Right? It's making fun of them. Right? Meaning they kiss it, something like that, or either the animals or the Avodah Zarah, either way, weird. But again, this is after they made the Avodah Zarah, and they're worshipping it. Lachain, Yihyu, this is a very nice image. It sounds very poetic, but it's actually, you know, quite damning. Yihyu, Lachain Yihyu Kanan Boker. So they should be like what's Anan Boker? Anan Boker, the Nayan. The morning clouds, meaning, you know, you wake up in the morning and it dissipates. Right? So, goodbye. Right? And like dew, right? It disappear. It's beautiful imagery, except it's saying that they will disappear. And
God, comparing it to humans.
Right, and now God says, why? Let me explain to you why I'm so angry. So God says, let me introduce you people again. V'anochi Adonai Elohecha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Ve'elohim Zulati Lo Teda'u Moshe Ha'in Bilti. I'm God. Remember I took you out of Egypt? Remember those words? I said that once. You know, maybe you forgot. I took you out of Egypt.
Do you know when the mountain goat gives birth?
Yeah, and... No, this is the Esar Dibrot, and there's no one like, no, you should not know any other God, no one who can save you besides for me. I knew you in the desert, which is both, I took care of you, but also, it's great intimacy, right? I loved you, I took care of you in the, and this is like a common theme, right? I took care of you, you ingrates, right?
Then you come back and you bring up a Goya to my house.
Right, and there's... Right in this third, you know, in this thirsty land, in the right, this, you know, you, there's no water, right? You're in the desert. Kemaritam vayizbao savu vayaram libam al kain shechechuni. So then you remembered me. Why? Because I took care of you. And then, as Chumash warns, what is the number one way to forget God? Rich. Become rich. Then you will forget God. He said, well, yeah, I was taking care of you. And then you grazed and you were sated, right? And you grew haughty, so you forgot me, right? This is something that we find, so in Hazinu, right? Vayishman Yishurun Vayivat. Vayitosh Eloah Asav in Abel Tzurajo. Right? Yishurun got fat and kicked, and they gave up on God. Suri Lal Chatesh V'Teshkach El Malach Olechar. You forgot the God. Right? So this is, you know, a classic theme throughout Dvarim. Vayhi Lehem Kamo Shachal. So I've become like a lion against you. Wait, did I do this last week? Wait. Just because it wasn't with you guys, so I'm trying to think if I did this parak with. I'll still continue if I did. Wait, let's see. No, let's keep going. Efkashem Kedov Shakol. I did do this last week, right? It was just me and Josh. Vefkashem Kedov Shakol Vekras Sgor Libam. Right? I'll meet them like a bereaved lion, like a lion and a bear. Ochlam Sham Kol Aviel. Eat them like a lion. Chayat Asad Tivakeim. Shichatecha Yisrael Kivi Vezrecha. What? The Levi. That's right, the Shachal and Levi. So Levi is a young lion, right? And a shachal is another word for a lion.
Oh, so Libam is a lion also?
A Levi is a young lion.
Is that related to Leib in Yiddish?
Late, yeah, exactly, yeah. Shirei Yisrael kivi Yisrecha, ehi malkecha eifo, v'yoshiyacha mikol arecha, v'shoftecha sh'amar tenan li melech v'sarim, v'etein lecha melech papi, v'kach v'evrati, right? And he says, you're undone, right? Because you had no one to help me except me. Now, where's your king? Let him save you, right? Meaning this is, right, you relied on politics, so good luck, right? Where is he? You wanted to rely on your kings? Good. Where are they now, right?
Where is your bench?
Right, I'll give you my kings and I'll take my wrath, right? Sur ayin Ephraim tunachatato. Your guilt is bound up, your sin is stored away. Pangs of childbirth assail him, right? He's not wise, and no one will survive. Miad sha'ol ef de mi mavet egaleim. Eid verecha mavet ikat fashon no chami seter meinai. And I will save them from, right? But I can save them, right? I can save them from the, right, from the grave itself, right. I can take revenge, right. I'll say to death, where are your plagues? Meaning, right, if I do it, it'll stop. And even if you're flourishing, you're right. Even though you'll be flourishing among the ring, right, reeds, right, a wind from God, right, can destroy something and dry it up. I mean, I have the power to destroy and to save you. Okay, so Perek Yudalid, maybe we'll start Perek Yudalid. I just want to take a few minute break before we... What? Yeah, we'll start it, meaning the second half of it is very famous, right? Shuva Yis... But not the second part. Starting at Pasuk Bet. Shuva Yisrael is very... Wow. No, it's not a long parak. It's a... Wait, what? No, it is. No, it is. It's just... It's Temsukim, yeah. But there's a lot going on here. But we'll see what we get through. Okay, so then, Pasuk Aleph is, Tesham Shomron Kimarata Ve'eloheha, V'cherev Yipol Oleim Yirutashu, V'ariotav Yivuka'u. So Shomron has to bear its guilt because it's defied God. So they'll fall by the sword. The infants will be dashed to death. The women with their children ripped open, right? This is the curse, right? Okay.
It's like it parallels the curse in
Yeah, I mean, these are things from the Klolot, right, and the like. Okay. But now we get to Perek, right, the rest of Perek Yudal, and this is the Haftarah of Shabbat Shuva. So God says, despite all of it, I'm willing to make a Chidush HaBrit. Right? And this Perek becomes the source for some very famous statements in Chazal. So, for example, Yoma Pei Vav Amar Aleph, Amar of Chama, Bravi Chanina, Gedola Tshuva Shemivi Rufuot Lolam. Tshuva is great because it brings healing to the world. Shneimar, Aprami Shuvatam, Avim Nidava. Rav Chama, Bravi Chanina, Rami Ktiv, Tshuva Vanim Shovim. Right? In one pasuk it says, return, O rebellious children. The Meikar Shovim Atem, which implies you were originally rebellious. Ktiv Erpami Shuvatchem. And then it says, I'll hear you. Lokasha, kan me'ava, kan me'ira. Right, so he says, it depends from, right, whether the tshuva you're going to do is from love or from fear. What? So here it might not mean awe.
Oh, it's just like because it's a negative connotation?
Correct, okay. Right, meaning.
Because you shouldn't do it.
Right, exactly. Right, so he said, so what was the contradiction, right? In one place, it says, I'll kill you, right? Sorry, implying that you are just from now on, right? The other is, right, meaning, sorry, read it again. Gemara says, either, the first one is, shuvavan or shuvavim, meaning you were originally just naughty, right? You were mischievous, right? But you're not, weren't evil. And the other one says, is, I will heal you, but that implies before you were, I view it as Rishayim. And the Gemara says, yeah, well, that depends. If you do a me'ava, I wipe it out. You do a me'ira, it's only mikana la'aba. So Gemara says another contradiction in Yirmiyahu. It says, I'll heal your right backsliding, which implies that anyone can achieve healing, right? All you need is tshuva. The other one says, I will, I'll punish you, right? Only after, right? I'm sorry, that I'll take one per city and two from a family, implying that only some people can get tshuva. So again, lokasha kameira. You do it, and kanal you sur it. So he's saying, love and fear, only some people reach that level of tshuva, but many people can get kapara if they suffer. And then it brings in our perek. What? Yeah, but I mean, not this particular line, but the idea of suffering, yeah, is in the first paragraph. Yeah, no, that's developed in Bracha, you're right. And then the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Levi, Gedola Tshuva Shemagada Kisei Akavo." Tshuva is great because it reaches to the Kisei Akavo Shenemar, and then he quotes the Pasuk Bet here. So if you just read Pasuk Bet, Tshuva Yisrael Ad Adonai Lecha Ki Chashal Debavanecha, return to God. Right. So Chazal read it literally up to the Kisei Akavo. Now on Amud Bet, right, the Gemara then elaborates on the power of tshuva, right? It says all types of things, but if you go later on in Pevav and Bet, the Gemara says Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Ami Bar Amarava Mishmei de Rabbi Rava Bar Mari Bo Re'e Come See Shalok Midat Hakadosh Baruch Hu Midat Basar V'dam. People aren't like God isn't like people. Midat Basar V'dam. What do people do? Machnit Chaver B'dvarim Safik Mitpayesim Inu Safik In Mitpayesim Inu. If you hurt a friend, they might atone. They might not. They might appease. They might be appeased. They might not. V'im Tomar Mitpayesim Inu. And if you say he does, Safik Mitpayes B'dvarim Safik In Mitpayes B'dvarim. It might not. Words might not be enough. But God, Adam over Avera Beseter, you violate Avera in private. All God wants is words. Shnei Emar, and now he quotes Pasuk Gimel. Chui Machem Dvarim, Veshuv El Adonai. Imroi Lav Kol Disavon, Mekachtov, Venushalma Parim Tzvatenu. Take words and return to God. Right, so just highlighting on the first half of the Pasuk, what Chazal say is, right? So the first thing you see what Chazal are doing. They're drasha after drasha on these psukim and Hoshea. The first one is, you can return all the way to God.
Wait, what does it say to the Kisei
HaKavod? From based on Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. Yom HaPei Vav Amud Aleph. And then on Yom HaPei Vav Amud Bet, it says, and that level of tshuva, right? People might, right, right, not forgive you. And even if they do forgive you, they might, you know, they might expect payment. They might expect, right? Words aren't enough. And God says, words are enough, right? You need words, right? And right, he'll forgive, right? He'll forgive all, they'll accept what is good. And instead of bulls, he'll take the offering of our lips, right? Which again, there are halachic implications to this. But the way Chazal read it is, look, tshuva only requires words. And the Gemara then says, right? It reads each phrase here. And God considers it as if you did him a favor. How do I know? Because it says, V'kachtov. V'lo'od el-shamalo l'vakatov te'ilu hikriv parim. And he makes it as if you brought karbana without doing it. Shema, arizam avarim tzvateinu. Shema tamar parichova. And maybe you think it is, what? Yeah, obligatory parim, right? That, well, you did sin, so now I'm treating it as if you brought a chatat. Tamalom Rish Ravi Shavadam Avam Nidavai, and I will heal you, which Chazal read as, I treat it as a nidava, as it was a gift. And Tanya, I remain Omer, Gdola Tshuva Shibishvil Yachit, Chasa Tshuva Mochum Chol Am Kolom Kulov. Because of an individual who did Tshuva, we forgive the whole world. Shinamar, I promise you, Tam, Avim Nidavai, Kishama Pibayem. My anger turns back from them. Mehem lo nar marel mimenu. Right, one person do tshuva, and I forgive. Right, everyone. Right? So what you see, that the theme that we'll see more, and we'll finish the paragraph next week and finish the book, is that Chazal see here not just a few psukim that happen to talk about tshuva, but the psukim, right? That tshuva gives you the ability to rebuild the relationship with God all the way to the Gizei HaKavod, and that it all it takes is word, that you don't need karbana, you don't need anything, right? God, and right, God goes above and beyond, right? So for Chazal, this perek, in every phrase in this perek, really sets the tone for the chiddush of tshuva, of how amazing tshuva is. Okay, maybe we'll finish it next week, but...